Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg peaking at 21 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 22, and Emalahleni going up to 20. Home Affairs in Gauteng says no essential documents were destroyed by a department fire in their offices in Germiston. The building there was set on fire amidst protests against evictions in a nearby complex. Now, Home Affairs Provincial Manager Mamukubung Moroke says the biggest damage was on the first floor, which housed administration and immigration services. Documents for late registrations of births were, however, damaged.
There's water damage. We won't be able to recover those. And we will request the clients to go resubmit.
Meanwhile, the mayor of the Ekurhuleni Metro, Nkosindipine Gqagatsa, defended the evictions of alleged illegal occupants leading to today's protests, saying that the city loses 1 million rand a month at Farrow Park low-cost housing.
There's no reason that private sector will have confidence to come back and reinvest in these activities. Then it will mean we've eventually given up on them.
Two suspects have since been arrested. Then we move on to other news. The Department of Higher Education and Training says it will spend the next 4 years reforming the National Skills Fund. This is according to Minister Buti Manamela, who announced sweeping reforms for the sector during a media briefing in the capital earlier today.
I know that many of you have been concerned about some of the things that have been happening in the National Skills Fund. We have engaged with both the DG and the acting CEO in accelerating the required legislative reforms that we need to put in place.
And in March, President Cyril Ramaphosa gave the SIU the green light to investigate allegations of corruption and maladministration in the affairs of the National Skills Fund. Then we move to the economy. FNB senior economist Tanda Sithole says the US Liberation Day tariffs could hurt jobs in key sectors here in South Africa, like agriculture, automotive and mining industries. The US accounts for 7.5% of South Africa's exports. Now, he commented on this after the announcement of the second quarter's employment stats, which indicates that the unemployment level in South Africa now stands at 33.2%.
The government's diplomatic efforts are critical to mitigate these impacts.
News from the continent, the Congolese army is accusing the Rwanda-backed M23 group of multiple attacks on its positions in the east. According to the Democratic Republic of Congo, several days of fighting have threatened a US-mediated ceasefire deal. The Congolese government and the M23 signed a declaration of peace in July, including principles whose terms should have included a permanent ceasefire. And finally, if you're willing to get up at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning, you'd be able to see the Perseid meteor shower. So an associate professor in the Department of Physics at the University of Pretoria, Kshitij Torat, says the best time to see this is tonight and tomorrow night.
Because of the direction in which this meteor shower is coming, the best time to see these is after 3 o'clock in the morning, before the dawn. And this will be in the direction of the north.
I'm Marlene Fouchier. From me, that's that for tonight. The next bulletin is tomorrow morning with Rada D'Souza at 6.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready, ready
on Jacaranda FM.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget.